السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه: إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة، قالوا: أتتخذنا هزوا، قال: أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وذ فضل كرم إحسان of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We find ourselves on this mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and we are very close now to the days of Hajj, the days of Qurbani. In Suratul Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran Sharif, the surah gets its name from this incident. So just to discuss a little bit of the incident surrounding the revelation of these ayat. So there was a person, very wealthy person, in the Bani Israel. He didn't have any sons. And his heirs would have been his brother's sons, right? According to their listing, that would have been his heirs. That is one Israeli riwayat that is mentioned. The other that is mentioned is that there was a wealthy person, and he had a daughter. So the nephew was greedy to inherit the wealth of this man. So he thought that if he proposes for the daughter, he will have access to the wealth. But the proposal was refused. So anyway, he decided to kill this person. Kill him. So he lured him away from the home and he killed him. If it was the one brother or the few brothers. And then they took his body and they moved it further away from the village where they lived, closer to another village. Because the law at that time was that if a dead body is found and nobody knows who the murderer is, then the village where that body is found, the people of that village would have to pay the blood money. Right? Because the murder took place in their vicinity. So this man had, or these brothers now, they were greedy. One is for the wealth, and they'll get paid blood money also. The blood money too will come to them. So they murdered this person, and now the blood money was being demanded from those people. Those people are saying, we are innocent. So eventually they came to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, and it is mentioned in the Tafasir that this incident took place prior to the revelation of the Torah. So they came to Musa alayhi salam and they brought the matter to him. So Musa alayhi salam told them, obviously Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam told them that, see, you have to slaughter one bullock. In some translations it comes cow, but they say the more accurate translation would be a bullock. So you must slaughter one bull. And the meat, must take a piece of the meat and strike this dead body. The person will come to life and he will give the name of his murderer. So when Musa alayhi salam told them this, so they said, are you joking with us? So the reason why they responded like this is they didn't want to comply with the command of Allah Ta'ala. They were procrastinating. They were making excuses not to comply with the command of Allah Ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam said to them, A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahirin. In other words, I am a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. How can I joke with regards to a hukam from Allah Ta'ala? I'm telling you that this is a hukam of that Allah Ta'ala gave. So now they started asking questions. They wanted to know that what age must this animal be? So Allah Ta'ala mentioned, it mustn't be young, mustn't be old. Must be in between age. Mustn't be too young, mustn't be too old. So Musa alayhi salam informed them. Now the Mufassirin, they explain that when Allah Ta'ala gave them the hukam to slaughter a bullock, if they slaughtered any bullock, it would have been accepted. But now they made things difficult on themselves. They started asking about their age. Not because they wanted to know, but they're procrastinating in complying with the command of Allah Ta'ala. So, the age was then given to them. Then they want to know, ma lawnuha, that ask Allah Ta'ala what color it must be. So Allah Ta'ala told them, baqaratun safra, faqi'ul lawnuha, tasurrun nazirin. Must be a bright yellow color. It must please, if a person looks at it, he must be pleased with the animal. So when they got the color also, then too they didn't just go and comply. For Musa alayhi salam, no man. Inna al-baqara tashabaha alayna. So no, ask Allah Ta'ala, give us a proper description. This cattle now, we are very confused. We don't know which type of cattle to slaughter. So now Allah Ta'ala mentioned more details now. لا ذلول فيها تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شيئة فيها. That it must be such a bullock, it must not be one that is used to plow the lands. It must not be one that is used for watering. And it must have no blemish. In other words, the color must be full. The whole animal must be the one color. There mustn't be any two-tone, no spot here, nothing. No blemish in the animal. Mustn't have no defect. So after they got this answer now, Al-ana ji'ta bil-haq. Now you have given us now proper description. Now they went to look for this bull now. Now it's very difficult to find. They made it difficult on themselves. Right? By asking all these unnecessary questions, they made the situation difficult on themselves. Now it is mentioned that they found one bullock that, you know, fitted the description. So that person now, they start negotiating with him. So it is mentioned in some tafasir that they eventually paid the weight of the animal in gold times 10. The weight of the animal in gold times 10. They had to pay that amount to get that animal. And then they slaughtered this animal. And Allah Ta'ala says they didn't want to do it. In other words, jarauri, you know. Very, very difficult it was for them now to comply with this command. Now they spend so much of money, that too. A miserly nation now spend so much of money also. Very hard for them. وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah Ta'ala said, yeah. It was like they never want to do this thing, right? But now they had to do it. And then a piece of the flesh of that animal was taken, and this body was hit between the shoulders. And this person came to life, and he gave the name of his murderer, and then he went back to death. Right? So, this is the incident. Now you may be wondering that why am I mentioning this incident now? We're coming to Qurbani. Why am I mentioning this incident on this occasion? The reason I'm mentioning this is that, see, if I look back on my childhood, right, and I think of Qurbani in my childhood, So at that time, we didn't even know what is lambs. Everybody who slaughtered sheep, they slaughtered hamels. They slaughtered what is known as hamels. This lamb story came later on. In the early days, everybody slaughtered hamels. Earlier than that, they slaughtered goats. Goats, then hamels. And this hamel is a much bigger animal. So, there was good meat to distribute also. Because it was much bigger. Even if you took out one third for your home, one third for your neighbors, and one third you gave, distributed, there was meat to give. Then the zamana of lambs came. So the more wealthier people, they now only wanted to slaughter lambs. When lambs came on the market, they were much more expensive than the hamels, although they're much smaller. But because the meat is more tender, right? So people want to go for the lamb now. And that lamb bichara, by the time you take out that four legs, there's nothing left there. That one shoulder, I think one person, if you're very hungry, he may polish the one shoulder. That thing is so small. So these lambs came on the market. People started slaughtering lambs. Then now we start becoming very, very philosophical about this whole thing now. I don't just want a lamb now. Because you see, everything now becomes about show. It becomes about an Instagram, about my Facebook, about showing everybody what I slaughtered. So now it's no more just I want a lamb now. No, I want a Hampshire. And I want this breed. And I want that breed. Right? We got this breed. And it's all done in, no, it's a shock for Qurbani. Shock. But Allah Pak never put all these restrictions on us. All these preconditions, I have to be a Hampshire, and have to be this, and have to be that. Allah Pak gave us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruction, if a person has got the nisab, he must slaughter one animal, right? One, whether it's a sheep, whether it's a goat, or he takes one share in a cow or a camel or something. And if he wants to do more, well and good, no problem. But we're entering into a new era now. Right? One person tells me, he said that, no, I went to one farm. So the farmer now in advertising his sheep, he said, no, you see these sheep now, they have got New Zealand genetics. Now, what does genetics have to do with Qurbani? Right? Then, when it comes to the cattle, by anyone will do. Anyone will do. But now, even the ads of Qurbani, no, you want normal cattle, this price. You want Angus, that price. You want Wagyu, this price. Now, where did these things come from? Now, you may say to me, that, Mona, you know what, you're making a fuss about something for nothing. You're making a fuss about something for nothing. Who wants to slaughter the normal animals? They'll slaughter. Who's stopping them? Person want to slaughter a hamel, who's stopping him? Right? And those who want to slaughter Wagyu and Angus, Allah Pak gave them the money, they want to slaughter that, then no problem, they can slaughter that. Definitely that is true. That is true. Right? But we live in such a material world, right? Where status has become the order of the day. Every person wants to have a status. Right? With the result that last night Hazrat was mentioning in the Majlis, Hazrat Abdullah Magdasa, he's saying that even in the schools now, you get the so-called Islamic schools. Hazrat mentioned Islamic school, but what deen are the children learning in those schools? So in this Islamic schools, now you get the super wealthy, and then you get the poor children. You always get the, So these children that come there, the poorer children, and their parents don't have smart cars and all that, they are actually mocked. And those children who are going with the smart cars, if their parents own 2-3 cars, they make sure that, hey, you take me in that car, you don't just take me in this, you're sending the driver, make sure you're sending that car to come fetch me. You don't send this car, the cheap car, to come fetch me. Now see, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he was a very intelligent individual. Allah Pak had given him a lot of foresight, a lot of wisdom. One day he mentioned, but see, when you are giving meher, don't give exorbitant amounts. So one lady took him up on it. Because Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that if a person is divorced, istibdal azawjim makan azawj, wa ataytum ihdahunna qintara, fala ta'khudhu minhu shay'a. That if a person now is divorcing one wife, is getting married to another wife, and this wife that he's divorcing, he gave a very, you know, exorbitant meher. He can't take anything back from her. So she took dalil from there that, see, it's permissible to give exorbitant meher because Allah is saying. So immediately Umar radiallahu anhu said, no, what you're saying is right. But what Umar radiallahu anhu, what was his concern? That when we are going to now raise the bar so high with regards to meher, we're going to make it difficult for people to get married. Now that's what's happening in the indigenous communities. Now the labola is so high that I just carry on committing zina. It's cheaper to commit zina than to get married. Right? And even in the Arab community, they are faced with this problem now. That the meher is gone so high that the average person cannot afford the meher. He can't afford the meher. So a lot of them are going out of their country to get married. They can't marry in the country. They can't marry the Arab girls because the meher is too high. Keeping this in mind, this is my fear. That we are turning Qurbani into a circus. We're turning Qurbani into a show business. We're turning Qurbani into a status thing. Time is gonna come, you can't keep up. And our iman is getting so weak that if a person, he was in the bracket, you know, he was in the bracket. Now every year he was doing his wagyu or his angus or something. And now after 3-4 years, he's in a financial problem. And he can't do it. He may not even do Qurbani. Because if he has to just slaughter that one sheep, now to him, you know, what people will think now. I'm not in the bracket now anymore. Or if he has to slaughter one cheaper animal, then what people are going to think now? Every year you're doing like that. And this is not a far-fetched thing. And what is worse? What is worse is the man will start swiping his credit card to buy his Qurbani animal. Wallahi, I am in the house of Allah Ta'ala. I am telling you, there are people who they go for Umrah every year. Where they got their friends or whatever, they go for Umrah every year. Now, sometimes they can't afford to go. They don't have the cash. They are swiping the credit card. They are getting involved in interest in order to go for Umrah. This is not fairy tales. I'm telling you hakikat. I got no reason to lie to you from the minbar here in the masjid. So I'm afraid this is going to happen with Qurbani. The person won't have the money to do that wagyu. He won't have the money to do that angus. He says, all right, man, I got a 50-day facility here on my credit card. Let me just swipe this thing. I'll fill it in. And then when he can't fill it in, he's going to be paying interest to do Qurbani. Is that going to be an ibadat anymore? And if he's doing the tunnels and all those big things and he's doing it to show off, then is that Qurbani going to be accepted indallah? So we must move away from this thing. If a person is doing with ikhlas, alhamdulillah, baynahu wa baynallah, right? But I just got a fear that this thing is going in another direction. Whether you slaughtered a mixed breed animal, whether you slaughtered a pure bred, whether you slaughtered Nguni, whether you slaughtered Wagyu. In the sight of Allah Ta'ala, Allah wants the taqwa. Allah Pak wants the taqwa. It's not like if the marbling on your steak is better, you're going to get more sawab in Allah's sight. Allah Pak wants to see our taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Layyanalallahu luhumuha wala dima'uha wala kiyanaluhu taqwa minkum. And I will take it a step further and I will say that if a person cannot slaughter that bull in a Sharia friendly environment, he'd rather do one sheep in his backyard. If in order to do that one ton bull, he has to go to a farm where all the aunties are parading with the bulls and the sheep, and he's parading his daughter and his wife also, then he'd rather not do that bull. Allah is not going to question him why you never do that one ton bull. He'd rather go slaughter one sheep in his backyard and do it in a Sharia compliant environment. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we carry out our qurmani lillah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala accept it from us, and Allah safeguard us from getting involved in this riyakari and all these funny ideas that are now coming about with regards to qurmani. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.